This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Bananas at Large.
Yeah, Bananas!
Shop for the musician on your holiday list in store or at Bananas.com. Good people over there at Bananas.
Yeah, yeah they are.
I love Bananas. If you didn't catch the news yesterday, we were talking about it yesterday morning. We were still holding out some hope that Tuesday's Alice in Wonderland would happen. John Mayer's people have told him after his appendectomy that he's, or his doctors, I should say, have said, you got to take the rest of the year off. At least give yourself until January. So
his response was, I'm playing that show.
Yes.
The doctor told him, no, you're not. So that's the way that went down.
Oh, I'm not?
We all know that feeling.
Right.
You want to do it. I'm doing that.
I don't care. I made an obligation. I made a commitment, and I'm going to do it.
Well, and I'm sure he knows. You know, this is one of those things, and I'm our boss, believe me, he knows. People plan their nights. They've got babysitters. They've got a hotel. They did whatever they did.
Yep.
So we take it seriously. It's a total bummer. If only his appendix could have burst after.
Yes. If only that little bugger could have waited.
I mean, shoot.
Right. So if you have tickets for Winterland, hang on to them.
Right.
And by the way, clients and people who have gotten tickets from us, hold on to them. They're not printing new tickets. If you've got tickets, hang on to them. They will be honored at a rescheduled show. We don't have that date yet, but we're working on it. We'll get it together. So if you've got the tickets, hang on to them. I'm sorry to John Mayer, who's clearly suffering. I'm sure it's a total bummer for him as much as it is for us.
Here he is.
There he is, Vinny. There he is in his hospital gown.
Right.
He put a selfie up yesterday of him in his hospital gown. So there's that. John Mayer, that show is postponed.
Is that the best I've ever looked to you?
I actually don't find him all that attractive.
Oh.
I find you much more attractive
than
John Mayer.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I've been staring at your face for 20...
A long time.
2 years, I believe, and...
He gets better looking, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every single day I'm like, how do you do it, man?
How do I do
it?
Woof. That girl's
good
lucky.
Looking.
That dusty rose.
Oh, really?
Lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky flower.
Right.
Let's call her and talk to her about it.
Yeah.
Do you got the number?
No. Absolutely not.
All right.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with David Cassidy.
Okay.
So here's the story. He didn't always get along with his daughter, Katie.
Oh, this is one of those weird
wills. It is weird. It's weird. And it's she was the one who tweeted his last words. Mm.
And this is the cute blonde that was photographed in the picture with him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She looks like a model almost.
No, we've seen pictures. She's an actress.
Okay.
She's actually on CW's Arrow.
Oh, all right.
She plays Black Canary.
Okay. I don't know it.
Me either. So David Cassidy and Katie didn't get along. Even though she was there at his bedside when he passed, even though she was the one who... His last words were so much wasted time. So I don't really know what their relationship was like when he died, but they had had trouble, apparently. Because there was a clause in his will that said, "It is my specific intent not to provide any benefits hereunder to Catherine Evelyn Cassidy and or any descendant of Catherine Evelyn Cassidy."
Jesus.
He spelled it out.
Why?
We don't know.
Well, I'll give you my guess,
okay.
And this is what we do here. So, when you write in, what are you doing guessing? That's what we do.
Yep.
He's an alcoholic. And she's the daughter of an alcoholic. And so I don't doubt that there were times where she, as the daughter, had to be the parent. And there were probably also times where she finally found herself saying, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around you.
F you.
You are a complete disappointment at every turn. And that's the way that often goes.
And so he was mad and belligerent and called his lawyer and said, put in a thing where I'm taking her out of the will. Don't worry, she's not missing out on much. He was worth about $150,000 when he died.
There at the end, huh?
Yeah. Which
you'd think he'd have more property, enough property to...
They're saying his assets totaled about $150,000.
Well, didn't he just sell that Florida home?
Yeah, so he should have a bunch of cash.
That's not a a big loss. I mean, if she can't get the 150 grand.
No, but that is sad that that's what their relationship was, and that's my only guess.
That makes a lot of sense, and now her saying what his last words were?
So much wasted time.
Like, he's telling her, you know, we wasted so much time.
Right.
Not being
together.
Solid together.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, you know, you don't maybe... If he'd made time to sit down with a lawyer, who knows? Maybe this clause wouldn't have been in there. Maybe this was a clause made in anger. Maybe he was like, ah, she's successful. My other son, Bo, he's a loser.
Did you mention that the will was written in 2004 and no changes have been made since?
No, I didn't. I didn't mention that. But so that's it. Maybe at that point they had some kind of falling out to the point where he changed it and he simply hadn't gotten around to change. Who wants to? It's like the people who can't get their trust together. Who wants to go sit down at a lawyer's office?
I don't know if you're going to get to this, but I thought I read that he changed it over the last so many years, him in like three separate times.
Oh. Well, reading the Daily Mail, which is the most accurate website in the world.
Hardly.
More accurate than celery.com?
No, more accurate than
heavier metal.
Sorry. Why do I think of celery
because
when I think
it was the celery? It was the fight between Coldplay and Metallica over the celery.
Right. Celery.com.
I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Go on, Hooman.
That's not stated in the Daily Mail. So if he did change it, they're not talking about that.
Well, that would certainly conflict with our theory that he just hasn't gotten around to it. If he'd gone back and changed it three times and didn't change the thing where she's cut out of the will. And listen, if this was 04, she is 31.
Yeah.
So she would have been a teenager when he cut her out of the will. Which means he couldn't have known that she was going to be just fine without him. And maybe he even had way more money back then. I mean, for David Cassidy, who actually has performed, and I mean, he was just came through town not that long ago. I mean, he's continued to try to work. You'd think he'd have more money than that. But
did you and Yuzette have crushes on this kid when you were young?
No, I liked his half-brother, Sean.
Yeah, I wasn't into him either.
Yeah, Sean was the poster that I saw a lot of people had in their room.
I kissed the face right off that album cover.
You did? Sean Cassidy?
Oh, God.
Yeah, there was one poster, very much like the Farrah Fawcett poster everyone knows. The other version of that would be the Sean Cassidy poster. Mm-hmm. It was just a headshot, right?
Right.
Mm. For the most part.
Yeah. How was Sean's relationship to David?
I have no idea, actually. Sean Cassidy's actually a TV producer, and he was I still think he works and is in the business, but he was, I don't know if you guys would ever remember this, but there was a Hardy Boys TV show.
Yeah.
Him and Parker Stevenson.
Yeah.
That was, oh boy, did I love that show.
I did love that show.
You know
did
what's you? Weird? Mm-hmm. My buddy, when we were surfing just yesterday, he mentioned that his daughter, I want to say she's now 10? Mm-hmm. Reads all the Nancy Drew and Hardy Boys books.
They're so
right
great.
Now. So they're great. People. They're still in circulation, and there's still a generation out there enjoying them, which is surprising.
Well, it's funny too because the you would think that they'd be super old fashioned. Of course, there's no cell phones or anything. I doubt they've updated them. And I hope that they wouldn't actually. But it was. I always liked Nancy Drew, and the Hardy Boys too. Of course, they were great. But Nancy was the girl for me. I feel like I remember my bookshelf. I just had all the books lined up and just loved them. They're mysteries. It's what's not to like. And a girl who's kind of figuring it out on her own. Anyway, David Cassidy, his daughter Katie, they had a falling out at some point. I don't know what their relationship was like at the end because she was by his bedside as he passed away.
I read three different articles just now.
Oh,
no one has an idea why they had the falling out. No one knows why. I mean, I just read the Miami Herald's post too.
Well, he left everything to his 26-year-old son, Bo. Assets totaled about $150,000. Katie is 31. She's a pretty successful actress. She has an ongoing role on Arrow, as I mentioned. She's been in several movies, too, including the horror remakes Black Christmas, When a Stranger Calls, and A Nightmare on Elm Street. So I'm sure she'll be fine. Here's but that is a bummer, and I'm sure she doesn't want the whole world knowing about it.
Sean Cassidy poster. He signed it. Hope we meet soon. Lots of love. Sean.
Oh, let me see. Let me see. There it is. God, I love him.
You
Man
love him?
On a Monday and my heart stood still.
Yeah, that's the...
Do run, run, run.
Look at this.
Do run, run. Somebody... Oh, my God. That is so... Let me see that again. Is that on the cover of Rolling Stone?
No.
What's that on? Teen Beat? What is that?
I don't know what that is. It looks like... Yeah, it's a record cover.
Oh, God. That's so damn funny.
Describe him, Sarah.
Hold on. He's wearing... On the cover that... Look at this. He's got a pair of white bell-bottom overalls on with no shirt and a big, like, S, like I'm Super Sean.
Hot.
And white boots. And he's just doing this. I mean, that is like... He's like the fanciest girl you've ever seen. Oh, God, I love him. Oh, look at him.
Those legs.
Oh, so hairy little legs, and he's on his goofy.
My legs are laughing at his.
Yeah, that is so funny. God, I loved him.
And my legs balk. I mean, they actually do.
Look at that.
Make chicken
sounds. Look at that. He's just darling.
That's the one, right? With just, the pinky ring.
What a little doll he was. He was just so cute. I couldn't get enough of him when I was a kid. And I was like 5. I was just, oh, Sean Cassidy. That's when you had record players. I had... Sean Cassidy record, the Osmonds record, or the Donny Osmond record.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. And I just play them and play them. Ah, ooh. The dreams of a young girl.
What?
How are you talking about? Baby. Bon Jovi fans, if they had their way, they'd already be. They would have been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the day after Slippery When Wet came out. So... The Rock Hall does this fan vote now, and the people that have won the fan vote have gotten in past years.
Well, that's good. Ever since they're listening.
Ever since the fan vote was created, the winner has always gotten in. Previous fan vote winners were Rush, Kiss, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Chicago, and Journey, and they won the fan vote their year, and they got in.
Oh, so Journey's in?
Apparently so. Okay. Oh, yeah, they are. And remember there was the big thing with Steve Perry come and sing
with
the band?
Right.
And,
yes, of course.
Yeah. I think it was, what, last year?
Yeah.
So it looks like the fans are going to be the push that Bon Jovi needs to get in. They got 1,162,000 votes. Their closest competitors for this year's class of potential inductees were the Moody Blues. The Moody Blues got about 950,000.
Well, there are people who like them.
Sure. Dire Straits was in third place, about 600,000 votes. The Cars, fourth with 552.
I would have put the Cars up there for sure. 100%. So can you name a Moody Blues song besides
Nights
in White Satin?
No, I can't.
Me neither.
Yeah. Can you guys?
No.
I'm sure they have other songs, right? I feel like I fit them in with like Cream and just bands that sort of, I guess, were around when I was a kid, but just weren't, they were a little...
Tuesday afternoon.
Cream was Clapton, though. You don't know one person
from
the Moody Blues.
I don't. But I still lump them in. Like, to me, Clapton was always just Clapton. Like, the Cream stuff always sounds super old. Like, it sounds like the same kind of music, you know?
All right.
You know that song, right? Tuesday afternoon?
No, how's it go?
Hold on.
I want to hear her singing it.
Keep going.
I don't. Play
She's
it,
so
Minnie.
Good.
No, I'm not. I sing like two words. Sing more. I'm like, no, that's all I know. Play
well,
it, Vinny.
So there's
and
another
let me
song.
See. I need it in my head.
All right.
But I'm.
Ooh, that sounds like the Moody Blues.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
you
I totally
this
know this
yeah.
song. Yeah, you know this one, Vin.
Fast forward.
Can you fast forward it?
Let's see.
All right, sorry. It's there. Here it comes.
Oh, it's then it goes Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, I found another dead spot. Super.
Good job, Ben.
Well, maybe
but
they
yeah,
did a lot of instruments.
But yeah, you know that
yeah,
song.
Now I do know it.
Okay.
Tuesday
afternoon. That's it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Judas Priest right. finished fifth in the fan vote with 538,000. The new class is going to be announced next Wednesday, and the induction ceremony is April 14th in Cleveland. So Bon Jovi looks like a shoo-in if they go by the fan vote. Billy Bush and his wife are attempting to reconcile, so it's sort of bad news that a photographer snapped him holding hands with some other lady.
That's what
this
I
week.
Thought.
His wife is
like, wait, what?
I know. I was like, in the same story, they've got this, you know.
Does Billy know they're getting back together?
Did anybody else hear Ross screaming, but we were on a break right in the middle of that? Because there's no other way that can go, right?
Yeah.
He's got to say, I thought we were done.
Yeah. Billy Bush and his wife, Sydney Davis, they're supposedly trying to patch things up after the nightmare, the repercussions of the bus tape. They're trying to reconcile. It seems like they're making progress. They're working on it, says Page Six TV. Mm. However,
meanwhile,
he was snapped this
back
week.
At the ranch.
Yeah, with a former colleague from Access Hollywood, a girl named Tara Burney. Mm-hmm. That and was this week. It's not like, you know, I assume they've been trying to get back together for. He wears his wedding ring. He's trying, and then here he is holding this girl's hand. So this Tara Burney says, it was innocent. We are friends. I was his producer for 15 years at Access. He was walking me to get my Uber. I don't hold hands with... I've worked with you for 22 years, Vinny.
I don't...
Have we ever walked anywhere holding hands?
Okay,
Do
but...
Do you think that we have?
No. Well, no, but I would say in his defense... I am on the colder side. I mean, I don't exactly exude touch me. You know, I mean, I'm not one that's like, hey, let's hug goodbye every time we part. It's weird, for sure, to
me. I've seen you guys hold hands before.
When?
Like at Summer Thing or Now and Then, like sort of getting through the crowd or when we're going to take pictures.
Well, sometimes I've done it with you. I've done it with pretty much everybody here. When you're going through a darkened club
Absolutely.
At night, you need to get somewhere and you're coming yeah. together and you don't want someone to get pulled up to the yeah. side. I've held hands.
But
I've had
just
one
say,
hand on Vinny.
You
one,
have
but
held
that's,
hands.
That's ridiculous. That's a totally different. That's
You
a,
have held hands.
All right.
Okay. So the point is.
You got me.
That this has derailed any kind of reconciliation.
Reconciliation.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
No, it hasn't necessarily derailed it. It's just that everyone went, wait a minute.
Well, I'll just say, I know that I had some pretty rough years there in my relationship, and it ain't easy to put that stuff back together under the best circumstance, and you still have things that are triggers for like, uh-oh. Are we backsliding into bad behavior? Like, you know what I mean? So it's not going to make her feel really stoked
Mm-mm.
seeing pictures of him holding hands with someone. That won't help the
Mm-mm.
situation.
No, reconciliation.
Oh, is that what you were looking at me
yeah.
for? Okay.
Yeah, they're
Word,
not.
Lying!
His camp is not responding.
Boy,
saying...
he just tried to do a PR move this week.
Right. Yep. That guy's trying to put it back together. And frankly, I'm a supporter of him putting it
I
back
like
together.
Him, yeah.
I don't even like him. I don't care. I just feel like enough lives have been ruined by this stuff that the dude is collateral damage at this point. For him to be, he's not the guy saying the bad stuff in that tape. That guy didn't lose his job. That guy got the best job in the country. Or the biggest job, anyway. It doesn't seem like the best job. This guy's out on his ass. It's wrong. It's wrong what happened to him. I feel I don't care about him. I don't know him. I feel bad that he got caught in the crossfire in this whole thing.
Hooman, talking about Billy Bush?
Yeah, Billy Bush.
And he lost his wife, too.
Well, I mean, or maybe they're getting back together. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, you don't? As far as I've read, they're on their way getting divorced.
Were you just not in here? Did you just come back from
somewhere?
Is there
a contest?
No.
Who's the winner? Say a name. Any name.
Joe.
I feel like he was here.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened. There was a time warp there.
Hooman, do you agree that the worst movie of this year was Transformers The Last Night?
So I didn't see it, but I'm sure it was terrible.
That says a lot. You like that
stuff. There are five Transformers. I saw four of them. I just couldn't get... get to the theater for this fifth one.
Interesting.
Here's the, according to Rolling Stone, the 10 worst movies of the year. Number 10, The Emoji Movie.
Oh, yeah. 8% on Rotten Tomatoes. I didn't see that either.
Number 9, Suburbicon.
Horrible. F. That should be the worst.
Daddy's Home 2 is number 8.
That's not that bad. I saw it.
Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
Horrible. F. F minus. Cara Delevingne should never act again for the rest of her life.
Number 6, The Mountain Between Us.
I didn't see. Oh, is that with Idris Elba and Kate Winslet? Kate Winslet just did another terrible movie we'll be reviewing today. Keep going.
I guess we know how
that's
going to go.
I think we just got advanced.
The Mummy with Tom Cruise.
So fun. What a fun movie.
I like The Mummy.
I liked it too. Don't say anything bad about America's Greatest Treasure.
Listen, it's just Rolling. I'm not saying it. Rolling Stone. There's a Rooney Mara, Ryan Gosling movie called Song to Song.
I didn't even hear
that.
Well,
that's number 4 on their list. 50 Shades Darker was number 3.
Horrible F.
The Dark Tower was number 2.
I didn't see that.
Did you see that? Because you...
No.
Really?
Nobody saw it. And what was number 1?
Transformers The Last Knight. No, I heard it was... I would have gone and seen it because I read all those books, but I couldn't bring myself to when I saw the reviews.
On that list, Daddy's Home 2, not bad, and Mummy, not bad.
Other than that, all pieces of poo.
Yeah.
Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
We'll update you on the fires down south, YouTube story. I never got to that MDMA story, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. Thanks for listening this morning. This part of the program is brought to you by Heal.com. Coming up at 8 o'clock, our 12 days of holiday continue on, where you can win a $500 Westfield San Francisco Center gift card. You guys have spent some quality time over
Absolutely.
There in the last week
we
or so.
We loved being at Westfield.
Well, there's so many cool, unique, oh goodness.
You know who that is?
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
That's right.
Turn that up. They got it going on over there at the Westfield Center. The upside down tree, millions of unique stores. Mm-hmm. It's a great time, and we've got a $500 gift card coming up at 8 o'clock.
You know who this is? It's tough. Let's name that
Sam
tune.
Smith.
No, it's an old-timey guy.
Say Smokey Robinson.
Yeah. Play the bell.
Give me a point.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com.
All right.
A new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For December, check out Oakland's Lower Hills.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's what's happening. This is another day where we've got quite a lot of big stories. This one made the top fold of our nation's paper, USA Today.
USA Today.
Democratic senators demand Franken resign. That's your headline. Senator Al Franken's political career could very well be over, as dozens of his Democratic Senate colleagues and the chamber's leadership called on him to resign his seat amid a slew of accusations of sexual harassment and groping. So this is a dude who was, there was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then, was it Leanne Tweeden?
I think that's her name.
Yes.
And that's the lady that we'd had on here while you were out on maternity leave.
She said he forcibly kissed her, and then there's the photograph where she's asleep and he's pretending to grope her boobs.
Tuning in a radio station.
Ear.
Right. So I don't know how you feel about this. It does seem like there's random allegations from all over the place, different walks of life.
Well, I feel like if you're, you know, admitting that there's any truth to it, you should step down. I mean, that's a huge distraction. On the other hand, I think to myself, well, the president also has 20 or so accusations against him. Maybe he should step down too. But no one ever seems to talk about that.
So that is the top fold of today's USA Today.
He's going to make a statement.
Today.
So
on the Senate floor.
Yep. Like any minute.
It could be happening right
as
now.
As we speak.
So if you're saying that to yourself, he's doing it. He's doing it.
Yeah. We're not watching TV.
Right.
We're doing
here.
A radio show.
And I'm actually reading that from a newspaper, which was printed
middle of the night.
Yeah.
I assume.
So, anyway, we'll hear from him, and it'll make the news later today if he, in fact, does decide to. Well, either way, I mean, if he decides to say, no, I'm not doing it.
That'll be big news, too. I'm sure that'll be top fold tomorrow.
So we'll be hearing about that. Also, the fire is down south. I know this is not necessarily touching us, but we did just have a firestorm here in the North Bay, and this is a bad one. Looks like authorities have closed down a major freeway today as flames from the largest and most destructive Southern California wildfire jumped lanes, and it looks like it's headed towards coastal and mountain communities northwest of L.A. As crews keep an eye on the unpredictable Santa Ana winds. They're saying there is a more favorable wind forecast for today, but there are still big gusts.
Yeah, it's damn windy. They were saying hurricane strength, some of these winds.
Normally, we are out of fire season by now, but this is...
just didn't get enough rain.
This is for real. So, you mean enough rain early in the winter here, or fall season. Yeah, so I think it's 405 that's shut down up there, and you're hearing a lot of evacuations, tens of thousands of evacuations, and destroyed dozens of homes already. So bad news for our
awful friends down south.
And they're saying, Hooman, a new blaze has erupted near the Getty Center.
Oh God, not near the Getty Center.
But they're saying
igniting mansions in posh Bel Air.
Saying that it was
trouble.
Built to handle fire.
Oh.
The Getty Museum was? Oh. Mm-hmm. Wow.
When it was constructed.
It does seem like, you know, stone or cement or whatever.
Yeah. I've never been there.
Oh, I went years ago. It's a I wanna take my kids. It was amazing actually.
The Getty Museum in L.A.
It's like a big art. First of all, it's beautiful. The grounds are gorgeous, but it's just a big art museum, and it's just amazing.
Hooman, do you have a VIP Getty Museum card in your wallet for 24-hour access?
I'm sure he does.
If he was here, he would say yes.
I'm sure, yeah.
Oh. Well.
I'm sure he'll come in and ask all about this in just a moment.
Did you guys hear about the Getty fire?
Yeah.
Nope. No idea.
Tell us all about it. You know what? We're laughing because of the last segment, right?
Yeah.
He was sitting right here.
I know,
we're talking about you, Hooman. He had to go to the bathroom. He was sitting right here, but he wasn't, obviously not paying attention.
Right.
We're talking about the Getty Museum.
Oh, yeah.
It's being threatened by fire.
Yeah,
right
I saw that this morning on the headlines.
But Yuzi says she heard that it was built to withstand that.
Those 80-mile-per-hour winds are going to envelop 80-mile-per-hour winds. These are hurricane winds today. Nothing can... I mean, that's ridiculous. I don't think it's going to be able to withstand
Was that dinner topic, though, the way that thing was fireproofed at the Getty dinners you were...
I used to attend.
...in attendance at?
You know, Gordon was on the board for a very long time. Gordon Getty, the guy who built it. But he was, like, basically... He had one foot out the door even back then. So they almost never spoke about the museum.
Well, what do you think... I mean, if something that has treasures like that is threatened by fire, have they emptied it? Is there a fireproof vault
there's
underneath?
There's got to be a vault
like,
in there.
There's got to
be
something,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Let me do some research.
Please do some research. Excellent.
I was watching on Facebook last night. People were posting videos of cars driving basically through the fire.
Right.
It's scary stuff.
It's hard to relive it. So, I mean, it's awful. There's nothing good to say about it.
YouTube is going to hire a lot of people to help address the video issue they're having. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki.
Oh. Wojcicki. Is she the one who dated Elon Musk for a minute
there? I thought she was the 23andMe girl.
She's Sergey.
She's Sergey Brin's sister-in-law.
Oh, sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Is she 23andMe?
No, that's Sergey Brin's ex-wife. Sergey Brin's ex-wife used to date A-Rod.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, why do I have her? She also dated someone, though, the Susan Wojcicki.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, but where else would I have heard her name?
That's the only reason I know her
name.
She's
the CEO of YouTube.
Well, she dated A-Rod?
She dated A-Rod. I thought it was her that dated A-Rod.
It was her that dated A-Rod.
Yeah, because that's the only reason I know her name.
Yep.
Huh.
She, I think she called him not an intellectual.
Oh, yeah.
Remember,
no,
she brought
Alex, mom said Alex that. And Ann Wajikiki used to date.
Ann.
Susan did not date Wajikiki.
Are they sisters? Is that what
they are sisters,
okay.
Yeah.
So we just have her. We have the, our Wajikiki
more than one of them.
Sisters
okay.
Mixed
well,
up.
That's
that explains it.
All right.
Okay, can we edit all this out?
Susan says they plan to hire 10,000 workers to, they're going to have more than 10,000 workers address the problem by next year. This is the content that ends up aimed at kids that's not for kids.
Right.
And more. They're going to just have people scouring YouTube for this sort of criminal content. I don't know if it's criminal or just wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, it'll be the YouTube police. A 10,000-person YouTube police force.
They'll apply the lessons learned from combating violent and extremist videos to other problematic videos. So either way, they hope to clean up their reputation a little bit. As who hasn't said to their kid while their nails are drying, here's a YouTube video. Watch that. Don't walk on the carpet. You'll ruin everything. You haven't?
I haven't. I don't.
I have. That's my move.
That's your thing.
That's my that's my jam right there. Here's a video. Stay put.
Just sit and watch this while your toes dry.
Right. A 27-year-old woman named Sabra Bewley of Sparks, Nevada, was apparently high on MDMA on Saturday. That's ecstasy, right?
I think so.
Why do we always have a trouble with the MDMA?
I know.
Because it feels like between ecstasy, Molly, like, are these all, they're all the same things,
variations.
Right? Or, right.
Yeah,
she was driving the wrong way down the road on the highway. Someone called the cops, and when they got there, they found Sabra had driven her car off the road onto a hill, and she'd gotten out to dance on the roof.
Oh.
Which seems fun. When the cops started approaching, she tried to get away.
Oh, she didn't try to, like, love on them or something?
I guess she had a child's scooter handy.
Oh.
The cops quickly caught up with her and arrested her. She was hit with several charges, including drug-related DUI, possession of a controlled substance, destruction of property. I don't know what she rammed the car into, but...
Must well, I mean...
Sabra Bewley was having a night.
Yeah.
And unfortunately...
Don't have a night and drive.
Right.
I think there's the lesson, you know. Try to find, I think, you know, have a plan. That's what John always says to the kids. Whatever you're going to do, have a plan. And don't have that plan include driving.
That's great.
Have a plan. I can be in your plan. I'll come pick you up, Sabra. Well, not me, but, you know, someone who loves her. Some friend or family member.
Were you good at that when you were young?
Drunk driving?
No, having a plan.
No.
No,
I wasn't great at it.
In fact, it was the last thing I wanted. I actually left the house with as many things as I could possibly think I might need.
Things?
Things. I've got enough cigarettes. I've got a lighter. Oh. I've got a bottle opener. I've got,
A coat full of beer.
Anything I might need for the night so that if it comes up, I'm ready to go.
Oh.
I won't find myself going, I can't do that. I don't have... Insert whatever.
Mm. So your plan, you did have a plan.
My plan was to be
wrecked.
To be ready for anything.
Mm.
L.A., let's go. Mm. Tijuana?
Let's go.
Oh, man.
Why wouldn't I?
Those are not the kind of plans I think John's talking about.
Right.
Kids, but, you know, I plan to have a ball.
Right. I'm going for it. I'm going to be worn out by the time I'm 20.
And you were.
I was.
You took a few year break right there.
Yep, you're exactly right. I was all done. Our text number is... Oh, by the way, I should mention... Sorry. There's a NFL game tonight. New Orleans at Atlanta.
Okay.
America's most highly rated TV show, NFL, is on tonight. Hi, morning family. I fell off for a little bit because my phone broke and I couldn't get the podcast. Where did Vinny move to? Just down the street.
Yeah.
I'm in Scotts Valley.
Is she catching up on old?
I guess so. Oh, God. the reviews are coming in for the new podcast.
Oh, yes, please.
People love
the dirty words.
To hear
words.
The new yeah. podcast. Yeah. Oh, darn, I didn't have those.
You know, it's funny. I was reading some of the emails that we got, and I think that there, you know, there's no more. I'm trying to make this work for Bryn in it. There's no more of that. It's F this, F that. I'm like, oh, you guys are offending me with your language. We do a segment on our secret show. It's a podcast we do in addition to this show, and it's called Bad Advice. So, and really, any question about anything. I have a couple really interesting ones today. The one I'm going to start with, it's heavy. Heavy. So, and we'll see how Rudy does with it too. But man, there is a simple answer, but it's going to tear the family apart.
415 says, Sarah, you are absolutely correct.
About what?
Everything.
Yeah, no, what are you doing? Why would you do that? Mm-hmm. Just go with the flow.
All right. Thank you.
There are times to go with the flow. That's one of them.
Well, I want to know what I'm correct about.
No one's handing you a doobie. Just, you know, relax. They just told you you're correct. Mm. It's all good.
I just want to, you know, I need a context for it.
My dad bought a life-size Sean Cassidy from the local record store for my fourth birthday.
Oh, boy. Oh, maybe that's what I'm correct about, that Sean Cassidy was the one. Mm. Loved him. He was just so cute. He looked like a puppy. His shaggy hair and his big brown eyes, or were they blue? I don't know. Just beautiful.
408 says, us married folk can't do a trust alone. We need their consent, and there are a lot of decisions that need to be made together, and both of us have to sign.
Yeah, we're saying start the process.
Right. Said like a procrastinator.
Yeah.
Stop making excuses. Go do all the work you can do, and then make, you know what you do with your procrastinator? You make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need to see you right after dinner tonight because I've got some questions you need to answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to run through them. I'm going to get those answers. I'm going to move on to the next step in this process. Don't let that person hold you up.
No.
Procrastinators are the worst.
And they drag everyone else down around them.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it just makes you exhausted trying to make that person do anything.
Are you
like, what? I'm going to be a nagging bitch? Come on, just get it done.
Right. Are you still staring at that? Break it already or do something. Do anything, but don't just sit there.
Good grief.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
People has a kind of an interesting list. They did their 25 most intriguing people. And they've got some odd choices, but some that I was like, oh, that's very interesting.
Most intriguing.
Most intriguing people. After
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.